Rockford's home for classic rock, 96.7 The Eagle. Good morning. It is Double T. It is time for Steph to join me this morning. And we're going to call this Football Friday this morning because we're combining a couple of things together. But before we get started, I have to describe this for the folks at home because this is an audio medium, not a visual. So people can't see you, but Are you getting ready to be the Joker for Halloween?
I'm going as a Sanderson sister.
From Hocus Pocus.
From Hocus Pocus. I'm just practicing.
You had some dental work this morning, and so your mouth got numb. And
I'm a hot mess express over your teeth.
But I thought it would be funny just to have you on anyway, because we've all been there.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's all good, but... So let's
leave it to my teenager to keep me humble as well.
Yeah.
We get done. She's like, Mom, you need chapstick.
Could you bring me some chapstick?
I'm like, thanks, Napoleon, but I can't even put it on. Like, I was trying to put it on in the car to come, and I'm like, I needed some help.
So if Steph sounds weird, it's because she just had some dental work done. But it's all good. So let's talk a little football. Let's start with the fastest growing and hottest high school sports out there, girls flag football. And boy, this has been so great this year. What do you got for us today?
I'm going to just throw this out there right now. Jefferson's going to be the school to watch, I think, next year.
Cool.
If they can get it up and coming. I was very impressed watching them play this week. They had a girl... Right, come back from halftime, 86 yards for a touchdown.
Right.
I think they're a sleeper school, so other parents in the area, watch out for Jefferson. I think if they keep going in this trajectory, they're going to be the team to watch next year for sure. Hopefully they don't have what happened with Guilford, and they have a bunch of seniors,
and then
they have to completely rebuild. Also, Hananiga coming in and just kicking everybody's butt.
Hananiga coming in hot, man.
Yeah.
Doing some recruiting out there in the streets or something.
Boylan definitely not doing the recruiting for the girls' flag football. I think they have a total of 10 girls
their
whole squad.
It's been a struggle down there for them. Yeah.
So if you know anybody in that school district that likes to play, they definitely could use the help in terms of bodies on the sidelines and girls that want to play.
But go out and watch a game if you get a chance. They're always fun for sure. How many people are on the field at a time?
Think like 7-on-7 rules.
Okay,
is basically what it gets it down to. And to me, I feel like the rules change all the time because, you know, in football, ball stops, you know, clock stops.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Dead ball, dead clock. It's not happening like that this year. I remember, obviously, you've got that high school auditorium sound, so it was like...
Right, you can't hear them.
So you kind of heard them say something about the rule change, but I haven't seen it being implemented because that clock is continuously running.
Right.
So I'm trying to get some more information on that one to figure out what it is because ISHA doesn't have as much on there, and the NFL's flag football, some of the rules are kind of... I can't even think of it to say it with this Sanderson sister mouth over here right now, but they're conflicting.
Okay.
Because last year you could not rush when you got into the red zone.
Right.
And then they changed that this year to where you can, but according to that website, when I was looking on it, it still says that you can't rush.
Right. And I think that's the problem with a brand new sport like this.
You're getting conflicting rules. And
not only are you getting new players and new coaches, and you're getting new refs too that haven't coached. They might have coached football, but not necessarily this kind of flag football. So it's so definitely a work in progress.
Absolutely. But yeah, they're just trying to get some clarification as to what like these rules are. Cause it's really weird to watch the clock just run.
Right.
You're like, what you guys having?
Stop
the clock.
It's something more frustrating when you're a parent watching.
Stop the clock. Yeah. And especially when you're watching the rest, like kind of have a powwow as to what the ruling on the field was going to be. And it's like, why is it, can we stop the clock please?
Right.
So, just trying to get clarification so we can all be in the know.
Definitely. And then the other football that you like to discuss, which...
I know it hurts you. I know.
It hurts a lot. And that's Packers because, you know, there's a lot of Packer fans listening to the Eagle and they've requested it because all I talk is
smart.
Bears. And the Bears, not off to a good start, but the Packers are running away with the North right now. We're only 2 weeks in. The Lions looked a lot better against the Bears, but again, it was the Bears.
It was the Bears.
And the Packers won again. So they're 2-0 on top of the division. But who do they have this week?
We are going to Cleveland. Take on the Browns.
So they'll be 3-0 after this weekend because the Browns are right there with the Bears. And the,
you never want to say that for sure, but yeah, the odds are looking pretty good.
Right, right. I've talked to a couple different people about this. Think about this if you're a Brown, and I feel bad being a Bears fan because we suck, but think about being a Browns fan. Your team should be the Baltimore Ravens, but they got taken away from you, and then you end up with the Browns again. Yeah. And they're not good. So.
Yeah, I was going to say, and they're not great. So I'm more surprised that the Chiefs right now
win
too.
But they had some tough competition.
They have had some tough competition.
He said that 10 times fast. I'm making fun of Steph. She had dental work done. If you're just joining me, her mouth is completely numb. She looks like the Joker.
With like their smile. I feel like I'm drooling.
Don't take a sip of water without a bib.
When I first got it done, I looked like I had like Botox or something and like lip fillers.
Right.
And I was like, okay, so that's not a good look for me. So I know that that's not an option later.
Right, right. Well, you know what? It's all good, but so predicting another win for the pack.
I would say definitely going to be predicting a win for that one. Sorry, yeah. Try to put peas together, and it's not easy.
No problem. Well, I'll let you go rest your numb mouth. But thank you for this Friday football update. I appreciate it.
Of course.
That was Steph on Rockford's Home for Classic Rock 96.7 The Eagle.